May 5, God's Word, our guide and counselor. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Psalm 18:28. God's Word is our light. It is Christ's message to his heritage. We have been bought with the price of his blood. It was written for our guidance. If we make this word our counselor, we shall never walk in strange paths. Our words, whether we are in the home or associating with those outside the home, will be kind, affectionate, and pure. If we study the word and make it a part of our lives, we shall have a wholesome experience, which will always speak forth the truth. We shall search our hearts diligently, comparing our daily speech and tenor of life with the word, that we may make no mistake. There are many in this age of the world who act as if they were at liberty to question the words of the Infinite, to review his decisions and statutes, endorsing, revising, reshaping, and annulling at their pleasure. We are never safe while we are guided by human opinions, but we are safe when we are guided by a Thus Saith the Lord. We cannot trust the salvation of our souls to any lower standard than the decision of an infallible judge. Those who make God their guide and his word their counselor behold the lamp of life. God's living oracles guide their feet in straight paths. Those who are thus led do not dare to judge the word of God, but ever hold that his word judges them. They get their faith and religion from the word of the living God. It is the guide and counselor that directs their path. The word is indeed a light to their feet and a lamp to their path. They walk under the direction of the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He whose tender mercies are over all his works makes the path of the just as a shining light, which shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The Bible is the voice of God to his people. As we study the living oracles, we are to remember that God is speaking to his people out of his word. If we realize the importance of searching the scriptures, how much more diligently we would study them.